Now, back to Eye on Travel.
43 minutes after the hour, Peter Greenberg here with you as we continue Eye on Travel from Kingsport, Tennessee. And as I say every week, just email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with any questions or problems you have. We're going to solve it right on the air. And this is that time. Let's go right to the mail. Here's one from Linda Laybrock, who writes, I will already be in Europe in early October. My return flight from Lisbon to Miami via Heathrow is on BA. My husband and I are traveling on separate tickets due to using miles and money. I'm concerned about the strikes. I realize they must let BA know 2 weeks in advance. I'm wondering if you're impacted by the strike. Well, here's the thing. If you were flying today, yes. But if you're returning, no. Because here's the thing that happens in airline strikes. And you know, if you really want to create a problem or solve one, either way, you hit a country or an airline where it hurts at the airport. Look what happened in Hong Kong. So here is BA basically totally on strike. Everything's shut down at Heathrow. The economic impact to the airline is as much every day as they were probably negotiating with their pilots in terms of real dollar cost. So this strike is not going to be a long strike. Probably by the time this show is over, they'll be in negotiations, and by early next week, they'll be operating. So I think you'll be in good shape. In the old days, and I'm talking pre-deregulation, there was a sort of a gentleman's agreement among a lot of the major airlines that if United went on strike, American would honor their tickets, and if American went on strike, Delta would honor their tickets. That doesn't happen anymore. It's all about keeping the revenue. So if you're holding a BA ticket and BA's on strike, there's a reasonably good chance you're not going anywhere. Now, there are the alliances like Oneworld and SkyTeam and Star, but if all the other flights are sold out, they're not going to exchange. So the good news is I would be very surprised. I mean, the dollar figure here is just too high. If this strike extended for the next 72 hours, it's going to be over. So I think you'll be okay. Here's one from Luis Rivera, who writes, about repositioning cruises, how can we find out about them and their schedules? Well, before I answer that question, Luis, let me explain what they are. And they're the best bargain in cruising. About four times a year, depending on where you happen to be in the world, cruise lines need to literally reposition their ships. So at this time of the year, they're more or less starting to take them out of Alaska and taking them down either to the Mexican Riviera or to the Caribbean. They're taking them out of the Mediterranean and taking them to the Caribbean. And then overseas, there are a lot of repositioning trips that will go from the United States to Asia or vice versa. And these are trips that are anywhere from 14 to more than 21 days. They literally have to move the ship. So who's on the ship is not really consequential in terms of revenue. They have to move the ship. Translation, bargain. There are ships that I've seen now that are, and they don't always advertise this, but you can find out about them, which is Lewis's question, by calling your travel agency. Tell me about like five great repositioning cruises you know about. And if you call a cruise-only travel agent, guaranteed, they're going to know about it. And they're going to tell you about it. Let me tell you the deals. There's a cruise that I know of right now, a 21-day cruise, that works out to about $1,800. Now, let's do the math. That's like $70 a night. You can't wake up in Sheboygan, Wisconsin for $70 a night, right? Because you're getting your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You're not going to stop in one port a day. That's not the point. Most of these repositioning cruises are really crossings, which I love even more. Extended days at sea where you can actually read a book and relax and catch up on all your bad movies. But the ports they do stop at are not the ports they would normally stop at in a regular cruise, which makes them even more fascinating. You know, like the Azores or, you know, like other different islands en route that may not be normally stopped at. So check with a cruise-only travel agent. Ask about repositioning cruises. They don't just happen now. Remember this. They'll happen in late April, early May when they've got to reposition their ships back to Alaska for the summertime season or back to the Med. So it's a win-win. If you've got the time, take the deal. And here's one from Thomas Dagnelli, who writes, which rental car company in Italy gives unlimited mileage? Well, here's the answer, Thomas. Just about all of them do, depending on the model that you're running. But that's not the question you need asked. It gets worse, right? You need to ask this question first. If I'm driving the car to another country, and let's face it, the distances in Europe are not that great, what are the drop-off fees? That's where it gets downright draconian. So as long as you're not driving a car, you know, renting a car in Milan and driving and, you know, dropping it off in Paris, you can do great on unlimited mileage, right? You just have to negotiate it up front. But I guarantee you all of them offer it. They don't always advertise it, but all of them do offer it. It's the drop-off fees if you're taking it to another country that will kill you. So as long as you know the difference and you ask ahead of time, you'll get a good deal. The one thing you also have to know is their definition of an economy car is not our definition of an economy car. Their definition of an economy car is a clown car. And you can't even put your bags in there. Always go mid-size. You'll thank me. Back with more of Eye on Travel from Kingsport, Tennessee, right after this.
Got a travel question or comment? Visit our website, petergreenberg.com.